mentioned bike snob, aka Evan Weiss, and our local law aficionados, Charlie G and Mark Ginsburg. Thank you, KBOO members, for your generous support. And if you're not a current member, you can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate. Now stay tuned for News in Depth, followed by Transpositive at 6.
KBOO News in Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
I'm Chris Andre, KBOO Evening News, KBOO Portland. I was speaking with Syed Benoura of the International Middle East Media Center, and he has got Ashraf Abu Rahma there. We're speaking with Ashraf, also abducted by the Israeli military last Friday, I believe. And he was almost without a doubt targeted for abduction. Can you talk about that?
So this is, I was abducted during the weekly nonviolent protest against the wall in Balayin. Our protests are always nonviolent. مشاركين عادة بيكون في إسرائيليين وأجانب. And those protests are held also in participation with many international and Israeli peace activists who come every week to Balayin to participate in those protests against the wall and the settlements, the illegal settlements built on Palestinian land. Last week, when the Israeli soldiers abducted me, Ashraf says, they were marking me from the beginning because they know my face very well due to my ongoing participation in those nonviolent protests with the Israeli and international activists and the locals from the village of Balayin. And they were, before they took me prisoner, they were filming me, and then they just came to me and grabbed me for this, and then they took me away to detention.
And for listeners' information, why this is it's incredibly important and very dangerous as in and of itself, but also please do know that Ashraf is the brother of Bassem and Jawhar Abu Rahma, who were killed by the Israeli army in Belayin. And you know, being falsely accused of stone throwing is absurd in the first place. Falsely accused, well, but it's stone throwing. It shouldn't be accused at all. It's ridiculous. Anyway, it's very particularly dangerous for Ashraf. Also, the fact that the whole world is watching. The whole
yes.
world.
Sister Jawahar, Abu Rahma was killed, and Bassem. If you want, he can also give us some information about that.
Yeah, please. And I would, you know, if Ashraf is welcome, I'd like to just hear him talk about what has happened, and if this puts him in greater danger than before, I would expect that. But there's no recourse. There's no so-called
right.
court, or where do you go? There's nowhere to go for recourse.
When Jawahar was killed, they also it was in a nonviolent protest, and the army was firing dozens of gas bombs intensively on the nonviolent protesters. Yeah. And she suffered the severe effects of tear gas inhalation and just died because of that. And my brother Bassem was killed.
مظاهرة الظهر
It was in a protest in solidarity with the Palestinian political prisoners held by Israel. They fired one of those high-velocity gas bombs that struck him directly in the chest. And then he collapsed on the ground. He was barely conscious. And then he died almost instantly due to the severe impact of the high-velocity gas bomb that struck him directly in the chest. And that was also captured on video.
And I understand that Ashraf was injured and was still held without any medical help on a 96-hour warrant in Ofer prison, a horrible place. What injuries did you sustain, Ashraf?
So he was first injured in Nalin after the soldiers stopped him. Nalin is a nearby village near Balayin, also in Ramallah. There was a protest in Nalin, nonviolent protest. There was international and Israeli peace activists along with the Palestinians. And they started firing gas bombs, and the protesters tried to move away from the gas. Then they took me away for several hours. I was handcuffed and blindfolded, and there was this high-ranking army officer told me, "I wanna shoot you," and I was still blindfolded and handcuffed. And then when they actually fired, I didn't know what was coming, and I fell on the ground and I was unconscious. And then I was taken to hospital. So after I was shot, there was like a medic, a doctor later who tried to give me pain killing pills, and that's it. And that's when the other soldier came and he said, you know, we shouldn't treat you. This is what you get for participating in protests. That incident, you know, of me being shot while tied and cuffed was filmed by a young girl by the name of Salam Amira, and she documented the entire incident.
And is that on the International Middle East Media Center on the website?
It is, and it's found also on YouTube, but it is also on the IMENC.
I wanted to tell people, listeners, I just want to break into just for a moment and remind listeners that it's up to us to make that go viral. We want to send those images around the world. We want everyone to see what happened. This is illegal. This is a crime against humanity.
اللي صار ويشوفوا الفيديو ويشوفوا الصور لأنه ما يحدث هو غير قانوني وهو لازم كل العالم يعرفوا اللي عم بيصير.
بس هذا بيصير أنا أسير هم كيف
What he's saying is that I am, you know, they held me. I was their prisoner. And what they did is completely illegal, shooting me while I'm in their custody and even cuffed and blindfolded.
Meanwhile, crimes are going against humanity again. Another 300 settlement houses have been approved. The settlements continue.
The officer was a senior ranking officer in the army, and then the soldiers also actually invaded the home of the young girl who filmed that tape, especially since there was a case court against them, and they really ransacked the place and they tried to destroy the camera.
And
And then they arrested her father because he's a minor. And then they ordered the family that, you know, if they said that she shouldn't be filming again, and they threatened the family of arrest if she does that another time.
It's such a grim, horrible absurdity. Just to finally wrap things up, Berlin is the protests have been going on for a while there, and why is this a flashpoint for Israeli reprisals?
Berlin has been the target for a very long time now because it's the starting point of those nonviolent protests. As you know, in participation of Israeli and international peace activists. But therefore, like persons like Ashraf Abu Rahma, who after he was taken prisoner for a week, he was forced to sign a document stating that if he participates again in the coming period, then he will have to pay a very high fine. He today, I was here, for an extended period of time.
There's been a tactic in America, I noticed too, that people who are impoverished and disenfranchised, then they're slapped with these huge fines which cripple them and prevent them from exercising their right to freedom of speech in many cases. Usually these are in minority communities. And I want just to ask Ashraf final just a few questions, just one last question. Do you plan to go back to the well in Berlin next Friday? Will you continue the protest? And does this have an effect on other people who join these protests every Friday?
What Ashraf is saying is that our protests are completely legal, are completely justified because we are defending our land that are being taken away from us because of the wall and settlement. There have been many Palestinians who have been arrested and they had fines imposed on them. We as villagers are you know, poor people. We don't have financial resources. So even if they stop someone or a group of people from participating for a while, there will always be other people who will continue the same. And what he says is that they can never be able to suppress or stop those protests because they are completely legal protests, and that's why many international and even Israeli peace activists come and risk their lives to participate, knowing that the army will resort to excessive use of force.
Sayed and Ashraf, thank you so much for that. And listeners, thank you very much for bearing witness to this crime. And if you want to help, you can always help by supporting the International Middle East Media Center. Go to the website, you'll find out everything that you need to know. Right there. That's where you can make sure you can guarantee a voice for these crimes that are going on right now. We are all citizens of the world. We are all citoyens du monde, and we have responsibility to stop this slow motion genocide from happening. Thanks so much, Sayed Banoura with the International Middle East Media Center. Thank you so much, Ashraf Abu Rahma. And be well, be safe as much as you possibly can and under the circumstances.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Chris.
And keep up the struggle. Thank you so much. Know that we here at the station are with you.
Thank you, Chris.
Righto. Thanks. Goodbye.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Abrupt Climate Change. I talk with Dr. Guy McPherson Monday, August 8th at 6:30 p.m. at the Waypost in Portland. Dr. Guy McPherson is a professor of conservation biology and an author. He'll present his synthesis of the current peer-reviewed research on Earth's recent phase of rapid warming. Again, that's Abrupt Climate Change. A talk with Dr. Guy McPherson, Monday, August 8th at 6:30 p.m. at the Waypost, 3120 North Williams Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
This program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Radio Cab, serving the metro area since 1946 with service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Radio Cab offers airport service, wheelchair accessible vans, and can be reached at 503-227-1212. In Vancouver at 360-694-1234 or RadioCab.net.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from